This is Maggie. I'm discussing Gary Scheitengart's Absurdistan, especially pages 306 to 309. I spent a while this morning on YouTube. I typed in a search for Halliburton and spent the next 70 minutes watching C-SPAN clips of congressional investigational hearings, ads from Halliburton itself, including the infamous It's a Girl commercial, you know, the one where the soldier calls home and finds out that he's had a child. It's tear-jerking, I assure you, and segments of the Colbert Report. Then I felt really adventurous and did a search for Cheney. That was bad. Reading Wyatt Mason's article entitled My Satirical Self similarly did me more harm than good. I am, quote, the father standing, as it were, at the front door of that plundered house, come to find temporary shelter nearby, in reason, the arguments marshaled by those whose views he shares, unquote, instead of taking shelter in the ridiculous, as Mason does. I feel bad when Kenny dies. An uncle passed out Lifesavers candy at the viewing of my grandfather's corpse. I glared at him. So in this passage at hand, we have Jimbo Dore, an Israeli pretending to be a Texan, and Misha, our protagonist, a Russian pretending to be a Belgian. I am now thinking of a Connecticut-born Yale boy who pretends to be a cowboy. On page 303, Jimbo Dore is described like this. Vainberg, the voice trilled, then switching to Texan English. Well, shoot, come on in, Buster. The room must have been the tidiest in the entire hotel, free of giant green spiders and petulant absurdities, save for the hotel hooker fixing up her mustache by the vanity mirror. Mr. Jimbo Billings, a short, muscular man in denims and short sleeves, looked vaguely Levantine or Greek, sun wrinkled and drained of blood, with perfect blue and green eyes, one color each, and fast-moving hands made of fine leather. I could see how, after a 50-hour immersion in the iconic American show Dallas, the Mossad agent could begin to pass for a middle-aged Texan. Darling, Billin says to the whore, do me a favor, will ya? Scram. The young lady pouted and made a show of her hips, but quickly left us alone. So, I said, my sources tell me we share a certain religion in common, although I'm fairly lapsed and modern. In any case, shalom. Sources, Billin said. Shalom? Shoo, doggy. That's some imagination you got in you, boy. His mood rapidly shifted downward. He shook his gray head and said, hot damn, what are we going to do with you, Vainberg? Nothing, I said, falling for some reason into his ridiculous accent. I'm all fine and dandy right here. This man who has created himself as an inflated stereotype jovially presents the absolute racism and unconcern of America to the confused Misha. Yes, Mossad does do focus groups. In fact, they're extremely forgiving of addled-brain Americans who can't find Iran on a map. Remember, of course, that this is a pre-9/11 world. I'll bet at least as many people can point out Iran on a map as can show you Indonesia nowadays. Turn to page 155, when Misha speaks to Dr. Levine. Dr. Levine, emergency, I said. I'm in Observani Republic. I'm in great danger. Terrible things. Please advise me. With great patience and analytic equipoise, Dr. Levine beseeched me to calm the fuck down. Now, where is this place? He asked. Have you been watching the news? I saw the news last night. So you heard about the Civil War? What Civil War? In Observani, in the capital. They've sealed off the airport, and they shot my friend in the back of the head. Okay, let's start from the beginning. Dr. Levine sighed. What is this Observani? Observani is on the Caspian Sea. Which is where, exactly? My geography's a little off. The Caspian Sea? It's, you know, south of Russia, near Turkmenistan. Where? Near Iran. Near Iran? I thought you were still in Moscow last time you called. St. Petersburg. Still, Iran must be a great deal farther off than Moscow. Since Americans can't find it on a map, can't easily racialize it, can't name their children after it, and can't even make money off of it, Absurdistan doesn't merit a genocide, let alone Department of Defense intervention. Jon Stewart and The Daily Show have frequently been covered in the MSM, that's the hip blog speak for mainstream media, as rotting the brains of the 18 to 35-year-old demographic with cynicism and closing these minds to understanding American and world politics. Then Gallup did a study that shows that people who watch fake news are better informed, perhaps more able to find Iran on a map, than those real news watchers of CNN or NBC. I won't include Fox News in this category because, really, come on. In an interview with Powells.com, the author says, growing up, I always thought Russia would become more like America, more democracy, some kind of functioning market system. But I think America is becoming more like Russia. That's the sense I got when I was writing Absurdistan. Look, you have a country that spies on its own citizens. That's straight out of Brezhnev. Cheney was just in Kazakhstan, one of the most corrupt of these oil plutocracies, and he was saying to the leaders there, I really admire the economic and political progress you've been making here. Heck of a job. I think that's the kind of regime the Cheneys of the world want to see for us. They don't want to see a functioning opposition. In fact, there isn't any functioning opposition if you look at the Democratic Party. They want everything to be the way it is in Kazakhstan, under the influence of oil companies. When I was writing Absurdistan, I thought of the South Caspian as a very distinct region in the world. But I think Absurdistan is more a way of life now. It's how we live, where we're headed. The point is that yesterday John McCain expressed support for the overturn of Roe v. Wade after he didn't. And that's funnier than Cheney shooting a guy in the face. The point is that I am not a crook, or I did not have sexual relations with that woman, are nearly as breathtaking as I thought you were going to ask about the pig. So I want to address tomorrow in class how anger, how jadedness are channeled into, or merely held at bay by, satire.